Judge Crabb ruled that there wasn't enough evidence for a jury to find discrimination by Applebee's restaurant, but Red Lake tribal member Michael O'Neill says he's filing the suit in Douglas County Circuit Court because he thinks Applebee's is wrong by not accepting tribal IDs. Since O'Neill doesn't drive, he depends on his tribal identification, but that wasn't accepted 2 years ago when he went into an Applebee's restaurant in Superior with his family and ordered a drink. He was 56 years old at the time. His attorney, Peter Nikita, says they have a better chance to win the second suit because of Wisconsin law.
Wisconsin law allows any kind of documentary proof of age to be good enough to get served. They singled out American Indian IDs. I mean, that's the one thing that's left off the list of all the ID cards of any kind of sovereign nation or state that they don't accept.
Applebee's policy is to accept only certain kinds of identification. Nikita says Wisconsin law is stronger there, too, because it's fashioned after the Civil Rights Act.
Which said no segregated water fountains, no whites-only lunch counters, that kind of thing. And Wisconsin's law says specifically it's prohibited to express a preference in customer service on the basis of race, color, creed, national origin, ancestry, sex.
Applebee's denies any racism and stands by its ID policy as a way to prevent underage drinking. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.